When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, pulling hair, the ace joke of the day, and shoes.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Are you eating right now?
Me? No.
Chick McGee's finishing a little breakfast. That's okay.
Yeah, no.
Welcome back to the program. I'll introduce by people who are not eating. She's Ms. Jessica. Jessica Halsey. She's
Hello.
Right there. Allsman, right over there. We call her Halsey. And let's see. We have Christy Lee over there.
At the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
That's correct.
Yes.
I was gonna say, growing out your bangs. I like them like
well,
that.
Well, not on purpose. I'm just...
No. Don't cut them for a while.
It's easy for you to say.
Just start curling them under and then do the big fluffy curls from the 80s.
Yeah. Yes.
Last time
my
I had...
My hair holds curls so well.
Last time I had bangs, John F. Kennedy was alive.
You like having your hair pulled a little bit in the throes?
So to speak. Joshua.
Well, tough. Fair question.
I
think,
like
I think the audience wants to know.
I like to pull hair.
You like to pull hair?
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Ladies, gentlemen.
I like
shut
my,
up. Okay?
Just I like my hair pulled.
Because you pull Josh's hair.
Do you now? Do they? Now, that's interesting because from what I know about
to
you.
Do it soon.
Josh, you,
from what Josh, first of all, there's going to be a little rooting around trying to find some.
Well, yeah, I'm losing
because
it.
As we all know, you like to be completely. Waxed in that area.
I'm talking at the top of my
head.
We're
not talking about pulling pubes.
What the hell? Yeah. Pat, you got to write that song. I'm talking about pulling pubes.
You are the weirdest person ever.
You don't have a lot of... Josh, you don't have any... You're getting like me. You don't have a lot of
hair. Look.
Hair
no, I'm definitely
there.
Receding, but it's yankable. Yeah, see that?
That's another song, Pat. It's yankable. It's yankable.
Yeah, use both hands and just like my.
I don't know what this says,
wheel.
But I threw up a little in my mouth.
Yeah. Oh. Me too. I'm vomiting. Let's see. Where was I? Okay. There's Willie G, Patty G. Pat's in the Oxford Gold Performance Room. Yeah, it's getting sickening.
Oh,
no.
You know, you
fun.
Got here's all, the devil's three-way. You and Godwin and
Beta.
Are you out of your mind?
No, stop. I think I've got 20-20 vision.
That's not something I necessarily want to do, but comedically, we have to.
Yeah.
You have to
just
lay down the bed.
You have to respect it comedically.
And the way things have been going, let's
exactly
face it,
right.
Christy, it's not going to take any extra time because you give Pat not. That
well,
1 minute.
Well,
right.
But
then,
Josh, on the other hand.
Well, no, and the way things are going, what's the big deal? Okay, come on.
I'll just
We're
skip this election
be dead
for 3 days.
Anyway.
It'll be fine.
If you guys don't do this, you're spitting in the face of Pryor and all the comedic legends. I mean,
edgy.
People ran.
I think they'd be crying.
Look, I only cry right after, and then it stops.
Who would cry? You
They'll
cry after every orgasm?
That's right.
Even if you're alone?
Every orgasm is a sin, chick.
That's another song, Pat.
That's my favorite.
Write these all down.
I love that.
Every orgasm is a sin. Okay, let's see. Can we do anything to erase the last 2 minutes of this show?
We're just having fun.
I think so.
Okay, let's see. Where were we?
We could do Ace's joke of the day.
Yeah, that'll erase some stuff.
There is no way I'm going to do it just because you said so.
Talk about spitting in the face of God.
I have a weird situation. I have to share a parking lot with my neighbor.
Really?
He's a real jerk, but I'm trying to be a friend because, you know, we have a lot in common.
A lot in common.
Joke of the day.
I don't know if the room was juicy, but I loved that.
The room is juicy.
I mean, honest to God, what are we going to do?
I enjoyed that very much.
What are we going to do?
Now, that was excellent. Thank you, Ace, for doing
I'm enjoying Willie's reaction.
Doing the reset
it's
on
like
the room.
He's watching Pryor.
Where were we?
It's a lot in common.
And now Christy's got it.
Now Christy's laughing.
Sorry, Tom. We got to do this.
I have an eye.
Okay. You guys
look at your son and laugh at you.
Okay, let's move on. We have to reset the show. We have serious news here.
Oh, okay.
What have you got, Christy?
Well, a web designer named Mac reportedly has named his newborn son Hypertext Markup Language.
Oh, this is awful.
That is HTML.
Well, first of all, I didn't know that.
Nor did I.
But the man named his son that in honor of his line of work. Mac Pascal from the Philippines gave his boy the odd name because having unique names is a family tradition, and he's passionate about his programming.
And his name is Mac.
Mac, like
M-A-C. Well, short for macaroni and cheese.
Well, it could be.
It's the international dish of the Philippines.
Mac.
So this guy's name is Mac. His son is HTML.
And what, how are they going to pronounce that?
Hitmel.
Hitmel.
What an idiot. Why do that to your kid?
I don't know.
His grandfather, Fortran, is going to be really pissed.
Yeah.
Or so Java.
Yes. Yeah. That would be the grandfather.
His daughter, Firefox. And then, Linux. Sadly, by the time the third child was born, little baby Pornhub. Oh. God, I hate it when people do that. That is just so
Well, hopefully the kid can change his name at some point.
Yes, but he shouldn't have to.
I agree.
This is child abuse.
He could have named him GIF, G-I-F, and then half the people of the world get mad because he should be called GIF. Yeah. There you go.
GIF,
at least is somewhat close to a name, right?
Yeah, GIF's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Be like Riff in West Side Story.
Yeah. Oh.
Riff and GIF.
Let it go.
And Bernardo.
Let it go.
Is it, what, I'm sorry, is it Australia where they have a tribunal that they can actually prevent you from doing this to your kid?
I think they do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it is. There's some, maybe it's New Zealand, where if you do that, they will not let you register the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they wouldn't let, for example, Elon Musk couldn't name his kid whatever they named him.
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. Clefizifist or something. They gave him that weird name.
Mr. Clefizifist.
That wasn't the name.
No, isn't it like RX-14?
Yeah, it's
something like that.
Yeah.
What do they call him for short?
I think it's Ash, right?
Ash?
Can we do a story about it?
Yes.
Call him Ash.
Because Ash is also what that A-E called.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Good luck. It's going to be real tough to be his kid anyway. So.
Yeah.
Elon's, yeah.
Anytime. That's very, very tough to be the kid of someone at that level.
Hmm.
But, and his mom's kind of
interesting. She's
an interesting lady.
Got to be a terrible mother. Artsy. I have no doubt.
You know, part of the problem is people sitting around going, well, they're not right, are they?
No. Probably.
I'm sure they're suffering in a private jet somewhere. Right?
Oh, they have a great life, I'm sure.
Giving her baby white claws.
Life is overrated.
No.
You ever get a baby drunk, Tom?
God.
It is funny.
You ever get a willy beer?
You guys.
When they're teething, a little whiskey on the gums.
Oh, yeah. That was a big thing in my mother's day.
Same here.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Putting whiskey on their gums when they're teething.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not making this up.
Not enough to hurt them, just enough to get them to shut up.
I'm gathering any qualified medical professional would probably discourage that.
No, but we're talking about the 30s, Tom, when people didn't have a lot of options.
They didn't have a wrench to just crown the kid. Stop crying, Bobby.
I'll bring you.
You want to hit him with a wrench?
Yeah.
That would be hyperbole.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Speaking of babies, a young kitten born with an incredibly rare birth defect may get a new lease on life.
Oh, yeah?
A cat rescue group posted this information, according to blog2.com. Dora, an adorable little tortoiseshell kitten, came into the care of Annex Cat Rescue at the tender age of just 8 weeks. She was brought to the vet because she was showing signs of severe constipation.
Aww.
Unfortunately, little Dora was diagnosed with an extremely rare birth defect.
Imperforate anus.
Yes. In other words, she was born without a properly functioning anus.
I cleaned this up. They use the BH word.
I see.
Well, it's in the
right.
headline.
Headline.
But I felt it was just not tasteful.
Thanks to the efforts of a Toronto rescue organization and cat lovers around the world, little Dora has gone under a surgical procedure and is now expected to recover, and she'll be just fine.
All right.
I say step aside, grumpy cat. This cat is really pissed.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
But now she has a functioning pink Cheerio.
There you go.
She's got a good blue nut.
Okay.
The old devil's onion ring.
So now she has a perforate anus instead of an imperforate.
There's a perforation there.
Should I have played that Sarah McLachlan song in the back?
No.
Oh,
no.
Well, just as long as one more kitten lives.
Okay.
In the arms of an anus.
I don't have enough kittens.
What?
Now, you don't like kittens?
Crawling the earth.
I love kittens so much.
What did you say?
So
the problem is they grow up to be cats. They're out in the wild somewhere and running across the road.
Yeah, I saw a kitten yesterday run across the road and go in the woods.
There are cats that live in my neighborhood, and they're in charge. They run it. And I try to scare them away. I run out with the grill top, and I'm banging it, and they don't even move.
They don't care.
They're in charge of the neighborhood now. They're thugs.
Cutting down on the chipmunk population. Keep
Boy,
going, kitty.
Boy, I could use that.
What else you got, Christy?
Researchers have found that fashionable pointy shoes worn in the 14th century...
You're welcome, Chick.
14th century? Is that where we are now?
Yeah, but Chick, this is the important part of the story. This all led to the rise in bunions.
Okay.
Don't you love stuff like this?
I'm going to yield to my erudite colleague because I don't think I can do this justice having such protest about it. Josh, our topic... It's bunions.
Yes.
No. Our topic is pointy shoes.
Well,
our topic is pointy shoes that cause bunions.
Well, any woman who has to wear stilettos will tell you that that's the fact.
See, and
that's
this is where I don't agree with most guys out there. I think I'm perfectly happy when my girl wears the most comfortable shoes.
Of course.
Well.
So yesterday, we're having this discussion. Chick wore this really cool. I probably own 5 pairs of shoes. I don't care.
Right, myself, right.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about this on here.
So Chick got me these, which I like. What are these called?
All Birds again, Grandpa.
All Birds. I like them very much. Thank you, Chick.
You're welcome.
So Chick got a pair of really cool looking tennis shoes on. Or what do you call them? Sneaks, whatever. I said, those are really nice. What are they called? So I Googled them.
Yeah.
And much to my astonishment.
Which ones are these you're talking about?
The ones
Paul
that
Greens,
were...
Paul Greens, I think.
No. They were like Joseph Smiths or something.
Oh, Paul Smith. Yeah,
Paul
sure.
Smith.
Paul
Go
Smith.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like more than $500.
That's not true.
Yes, it's true. The first pair I came up was like $650 bucks.
Some are that much, yeah.
That's Ask true. A woman what she spends on her shoes.
Well, so that's where this discussion came
in. Oh, she might answer.
I was saying to Kelly, God, Chick has a pair of shoes. They were $650.
And she said?
So what?
She looked down at her tennis shoes.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, they make expensive tennis shoes, don't they? I had no idea.
You got Paul Smith, you got Satorsons, you got Todd's, you got all sorts of
things. I told Chick this yesterday off the air, and it looked like it genuinely hurt your feelings. I said that I don't want to spend over $50 for a pair of shoes.
I'm with you.
You said 60.
Oh.
But did you hear what was aces with you?
I don't like it.
Yeah, but you need good shoes to keep your feet in good shape.
But
that's where this story comes in. So
Tom looks at my shoes yesterday and he goes, "What kind are those?" And I go, "These are Air Force Ones."
Oh, nice.
And then he says, "Who makes those?" I'm like,
"What?
Nike, you giant idiot."
I don't know that I would have known that.
I don't follow. I'm not a shoe guy.
Same here.
Air Force Ones are maybe the most popular shoe in the world.
In the history of the world.
A great song by Nelly from St. Louis about
Nelly,
Air Force Ones.
The St. Lunatics? Come on!
See me stumping in my Air Force Ones.
How did I miss that? I must have been listening to music.
You said yesterday, if it says Air, it's Nike. That's not true. I had some Air Jordashes one time.
Thanks.
Wow.
Back to you.
The point is, I thought this story would interest you from CNN because it's about when people were, because of fashion, were forced to wear ridiculous looking shoes.
How would you like to have this job? Paleopathologist Jenna Dittmer and her colleagues analyzed skeletons from the 11th to the 15th centuries.
I bet they've got tenure.
The 1300s saw the arrival of a new type of shoe that was extremely elongated. Individuals interred in the grounds of a former...
Hey, Tom.
Interred.
She said interred.
Boy, so you got to wipe off the bones before you examine them, huh?
Individuals interred in the grounds of a former Augustinian friary appeared to have suffered greatly from bunions.
To the friary!
Okay. And if you would like to read more about this fascinating study, It's published in the International Journal of
Paleopathology.
Would you let me speak? Paleopathology.
I just wanted to get it out before noon.
Now, you're doing great.
Bunions.
Great.
I think this is fascinating because I don't think, especially you ladies, should force yourself into uncomfortable, ridiculous-looking shoes.
I agree.
Well,
your toes can literally overlap.
Oh, yeah. And I never think high heels, no matter how short you are, I don't particularly think high heels are necessary.
You should see some very fancy celebrities that you know have some of the ugliest feet in the world because they've crammed them into those shoes.
And I'm not a fan. Wear your $50 tennis shoes, whatever you got.
Got my Nike Cortez's on right now.
You know women dress for other women, not for men anyway.
That's true.
Okay.
You ever seen a ballerina's foot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's like they dipped it in a thresher.
Yeah. Not good.
Those point shoes, yeah.
So in an event, I got a copy of the International Journal of Paleopathology.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. See, it's easy to say, isn't it?
Worst centerfold you've ever seen.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. The one I saw, I'd like the jumper bones. See you guys later.
Thank you.
Yeah. Paycheck earned.
That's not chocolate on those bones.
In Lexington next week.
Unbelievable. If he leaves the studio.
Woo! He actually left.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.